Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Let me read this email for you. All right. It's that time of the year again, and as much as I look forward to our work Christmas party, I have a problem that eats me up and has done so for the last few years. The party this year is in a hotel in Limerick, and there's an overnight stay included, as usual, to avoid us all falling out at 3 o'clock in the morning. Where I work is a small, close-knit workplace with only 35 staff. The partners don't get invited, but in fairness to the company, they do go all out and provide a really good night with food, free drink, band, etc. So you're thinking, where's the problem? Every year, people end up with each other. And many of them are married, but in particular, my line manager has been with one of the girls in my department. Everybody knows they're seeing each other on the side, but they don't make it so obvious. But at the party, it becomes extremely obvious. And it's so upsetting, as I know he's married, and she is about 15 years younger than him, and single. His wife is regularly in work with the kids, and I feel so guilty when I see him pretending to be the loving husband, knowing what I know, and in fact, what everybody knows. The party is great, but I'll be honest, it's disturbing to see married men and women flirting and hooking up with each other. I'm married myself, and if I was his wife, I would love somebody to tell me if they knew. I feel I should send her an anonymous letter, so I sent it to one of my colleagues, and they said, no, stay out of it, not your problem. Should I say something? What would you do in that situation? Would you say something? It is Christmas party season, by the way. Has the hubby come home and said, yeah, we're having the Christmas party next week? You're not invited, by the way. Do you have a problem with him going? Because they all get... Look, let's be clear about this. These Christmas parties in a lot of these companies, I'm not saying all. Generally, it's kind of younger people, factories and stuff like that. You know, they're all off in a hotel overnight. And I remember it years ago from the nightclub scene. You know, doorman with lounge girls and all carrying on into rooms and back and forward, married people doing all sorts of carry on. I mean, would you have a problem with your partner going to a Christmas party? But that's not the question I want to ask you. The question I want to ask you is, should she say something? Her boss is having an affair with one of the girls in the office, and she knows his wife. Well, she doesn't know her. She sees her coming in. Should she say something anonymously? Bernie, you're on Classic Hits.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good, Bernie.
What, you know, you can buy a printer in Currys for 40 euros. Yeah. And you spend 2 days trying to work out how the freaking hell it works.
Do you know something? Recently, my partner got a printer, right? And it was like that. It was 40 or 50 euro, whatever, HP one, you know, a cheaper one, right?
Yeah.
So. But Jesus, it took me hours. Bluetooth and network and like, oh, stop.
I need a degree in science. And I can barely, you know, open it. But anyway, look at it.
I should get paid for training. I should get paid for training to learn.
Exactly. Take 2 days off. They'd love it.
Yeah. Okay, no, Bernie, we will be talking about the printer a bit later on. But the problem with we did say earlier on, should we talk about the printer? And I said, the problem is, everybody's just going to say the same thing. What a complete waste of money.
Yeah, but anyway, look, that's for another coffee. The topic around the moment, I would plead the norovirus. I wouldn't go to it.
You wouldn't go?
No. I wouldn't go to the party at all. It's not my place and wouldn't be my business. If the wife is not my personal friend, I wouldn't get involved in it. It's too dodgy.
But if you were the wife in that situation, wouldn't you love someone to send you a letter saying, listen, I don't like saying this, but your husband, you know, for the last 3 years has been seeing somebody else behind your back?
I know, but is it her place? Does she know the wife personally? Like,
she sees her coming into the office and she has kids and she said it sickens her to see the husband, you know, acting like the loving husband.
I know, but still, I mean, I wouldn't get him. Me personally, I mean, a Christmas party is not a place. You know, Christmas parties can be wild things. And it's not a place, and I'd either not go to the party because it would ruin your enjoyment. You'd be sickened looking at them the whole night.
Well, you would,
and
yeah.
You know, and it wouldn't be, and it's not fair. You know, you have a few drinks on board, and you think I'm going to say something now. I'm feeling so brave, and you know, he texts his wife or something. Like it's not, you know,
I mean, look, she can get his address really easily, probably an anonymous letter. Nobody's going to know who sent it. I just believe the woman deserves to know.
If you're feeling like, I mean, if it's upsetting you that much to watch him with this client, this other person in the office every year, I wouldn't go to the party. Why would you waste your night?
But it seems they are doing it all year round, but they just make it very obvious at the party because obviously drink is taken and they don't care who sees them. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I know that I'd love to tell the wife myself. You know, with me, I'd be saying, well, it's not my place, though, really and truly.
Is it not your place, Bernie? Because if it was you, as I said, and you were that wife, Wouldn't you love to know if you if your husband was pretending to be the happy husband and back and forward to you and kissing you and hugging you and into bed with you? Wouldn't you love to know that on the side he was seeing some girl 15 years younger than you?
Yes, I would. But would it be my if I was a worker and in, can you imagine down the road all the when the news gets out? You know,
yeah, it's not going to affect you. It's anonymous. You're not going to get. You can sit there going.
But can you be anonymous in this day and age? That's what I wonder. You know, like if you send somebody a text, or you know, I mean,
no, not a text, a letter, the old style, okay. Letter.
Okay, so if you sent a letter, would you do it around Christmas, or would you wait till the New Year? When why would you ruin their Christmas? The children, if there's children involved, why would you ruin their children's Christmas by sending a letter before Christmas? Would you plan it better in the New Year, or would you go up before Christmas now? Find their address and send it now. Do you know
that? Well, that is a consideration. I'm not denying that. That's a consideration. That you know, Christmas is for children, obviously, and he has children. And would you ruin Christmas? Probably not. Wait till January.
Like, I mean, I only know, you know, I know of one woman who taught her husband having an affair. He was, I think, but it goes back many years ago. And she trailed him to wherever it was in Dublin, in Leeson Street, wherever his nightclub. Found him with the woman, took her out. They got a taxi. She got into the taxi when it broke the lights, and she took her shoe off and hit him. She got him right in the eye.
Right. And did she injure him badly?
Yeah.
With the heel of the shoe?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So,
well, I don't recommend violence, by the way.
No, but that's what I saw. All I remember is the red stiletto coming in with it stuck to the eye, like.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's like so, something out of an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie or something.
Well, that was way back, a good few years ago now.
And was he blinded?
Yeah, nearly lost, you know, brain damage, nearly. Was lucky he didn't, but.
So the stiletto heel went straight into his eye?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So.
Like a woman scorned, Bernie.
Yeah, so that's the thing. That's what I'm trying to say. I would be very slow to have any interaction because you don't know who's going to come out the worst, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, stay there for a second, Bernie. Somebody says, Niall, your followers are gathered around the radio to listen to your high noon rant on the ongoing government stupidity. Yes, they sure are. Tony, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Tony?
Niall, that's really dangerous with that shoe, isn't she?
Oh, jeepers, yeah. She's like Clint Eastwood with the shoe.
My eyes are going blinking.
I know. Jeepers, I'm just thinking about it. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, he shouldn't have done what he did. Like, he's a swine.
No,
but, you know.
But really, are women that stupid that they don't... You think their wife doesn't know there's something happening with the husband in the past
she might,
year?
Well, she might not.
Ah, come on. No, women are not that...
that's really unfair. Many a woman out there has been cajoled by her husband who has been, you know, on the side having, you know, a young one who he meets every now and again when he goes to the business meetings.
Yeah, but like, they're not that, I don't know,
stupid.
They're not stupid, they don't know that the husbands are having affairs with a year or more.
If you have children, if you have small children with someone, your mind is preoccupied. I'm sorry.
I know, Sean. My mind is preoccupied with kids. Like.
He has got kids. We often hear them on the air in the background.
Yeah. Tell me about it, will you?
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Are they there now at the moment?
No, I have a break this morning. No.
All right, okay.
but yourself, you'd be wrecked. I mean, how would you be checking?
You'd surely know that there's something going on besides herself in action-wise and stuff like.
See, I think a lot of the time when a partner knows the other one might be having an affair, they do try to go into a denial mode or a protection mode sometimes until it becomes obvious.
Well, woman that you're on about, that woman that has a problem with her boss having an affair with somebody, why doesn't she just take the phone out, get a photograph of two of them at the party, post it to the wife?
Well, that's what I'm saying, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, post it. Post the photograph. Proof.
Okay, so you agree she should tell her?
Oh, well, if she has a problem, if she's upsetting her, yeah, but if she's not, why is she upset for her? I don't know. Not interfering at all, like. But.
Well, she's upset because she sees an innocent woman be made a fool of.
But the innocent woman, the wife.
The one
he's having an affair with.
Here's the thing. Do we attach? I'm just curious now, Bernie, if I can ask you this one.
Yeah.
Do we attach any guilt to the young girl, the 16-year-old? She's 16 years younger than him. Do we attach any guilt to her because she's a single woman? She's nothing to lose. So yeah. Is she a home wrecker? Do we attach guilt to that type of woman?
I would, well,
yeah. If she's doing it for the last number of years, yes, I would attach, because she's a responsible person. She's in response of her. She knows what she's doing is wrong. It's clearly wrong. He's not going to leave his wife. He thinks he's having the best of both worlds. So, yes, I would attach some guilt to her as well. Some blame. I think, you know, she knows he's this, and she's going
he's married.
Online regardless.
So as a married man is off bounds, that's basically what you're saying.
Yeah, he's off bounds. I mean, many of us have gone to Christmas parties. You're not going to go up on any woman that's married. You know, it just doesn't happen. You know somebody's married. I don't think, you know, unless you're a serial or something, you wouldn't try it on with a married person. Well, I know me personally, I wouldn't. You know, you'd leave them, give them, you just chat to them as normal.
Sorry, what'd you say, Tony?
If he tried it on to you, would it be a different story?
I would walk away. Me personally, I'd hope, but I mean, depends on how many drinks, you know yourself.
Stop it.
How easy are you?
Depending on how many drinks I had.
A bottle of wine, Niall.
See, this is the problem at office Christmas parties. See, a large amount of free drink is consumed, and this is why Christmas parties are always the worst, you know, to allow your partner to go to. But I mean, you know, and, you know, people get extremely drunk because it's free drink. They're letting the hair down and they see people in a different light. You know, Mary, who worked in accounts or on reception, for example, or, you know, Peter or whatever. All of a sudden, they're all dolled up. He's in a suit. Mary doesn't have the glasses and the ponytail anymore. The hair is down. The glasses are off and she's in a slinky red dress with her bosoms hanging out. And all of a sudden, everybody looks different and more attractive to you.
I do a bottle of wine on hand.
They're great. I mean, you have to go home. I mean, they're for the grace of God, I suppose we all go. But I mean, we've been to many a party, and I know that I hadn't had my husband with me at any point, a lot of them. And I always managed to get home and not incur the, you know, kissing anybody out of the ordinary. And I mean, maybe I was just lucky, or I was ugly, so they didn't touch me.
No, Bernie, don't say that about yourself. Okay, well, still, stay there for a second, both of you. Let me go to Niamh as well before I go to the break. Niamh, you're on Classic Kids. Hey, dear Niamh.
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Now, you are the voice of reason, Niamh. I thought Bernie was as well, but she's kind of let me down today. She's not giving away anything.
I'm on the printer.
You're on the printer.
Can we get Mary a properly fitting dress?
What?
Can we get Mary a properly fitting dress if she's going around with her boobs hanging out?
Her bosoms hanging out. Well, the picture I'm trying to paint of you, you know, is that scene at the Christmas party where you've seen a girl who looks kind of very conservative all year round. You know, and then all of a sudden she arrives in a slinky red dress, low cut, you know, and all to see. And her hair is down and she looks completely different. And you see people in a different light. Or, you know, Jack all of a sudden has a suit on him and not his jeans and T-shirt you see him in every day. And he's had a bath. So you see people differently.
Yeah. He has a bath.
You would. You would. I just think.
By the way, does anybody have a bath? Do you ever have a bath, Niamh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking about this with somebody the other day. I said this to somebody the other day, and they said, you don't have a bath. Sitting in your own dirty water. And I said, every Friday, I love to sit in the bath.
Oh, yeah, it's so nice.
Yeah, sorry, Tony.
Yeah, I agree with the bath too.
Yeah, full to the brim. It has to be up to your nipples. Full to the brim.
Without the overflow point.
Yeah, and it has to be so hot that you can nearly can't bear it.
Niall?
Yeah.
Come here. I was there one night, you were listening to the radio.
Where, on me bath?
No, about you were saying about flushing the toilet by night with children, you can't do it anymore.
What?
You wake the child. You know the way you flush the
toilet?
Oh,
yeah, you flush the toilet, you wake everybody up.
I know a way to flush
the
toilet.
But you wouldn't leave a number two floating in it all night, would you?
I know how you can flush it without waking them.
How?
Put a towel over the toilet seat and it will not make noise when it flushes.
Right. Huh? A towel
put
over the toilet seat, Bernie.
Flush the toilet and to make no more noise.
So if you're on the phone, have you ever been on the phone to somebody while you're sitting on the toilet?
Yes,
an echo.
It's very funny. Sorry, Niamh. We're now into toilet talk. Niamh, would you send an anonymous letter?
No. You know what? I would if I was friends with the person.
Oh, you horrible, horrible women, all of you today.
Hang on.
Horrible women.
You have to remember one thing.
Person, don't go to the party. That'd be the safe
one. Nobody knows what's going on behind their closed doors. They could be in an open relationship. She could be well aware of this. If this guy is crazy...
Well, then there's nothing to worry about. If you send the letter, there's nothing to worry about.
The photograph.
You know what,
the photograph.
Is it worth your job if it gets back to you? For somebody you don't know, and for some guy that's obviously an absolute creep.
Mm.
You know, this guy has...
But his wife might be a really nice woman.
She might be, but you know what? At the end of the day, she's going to find out eventually.
That's a dreadful attitude. I swear to God, I am so upset listening to you and Bernie today. Yeah. I genuinely thought the two of you had morals. I thought you were good people. And I said to myself, they wouldn't let another woman go through that.
Morals start in my house. And my job pays my rent, my light, my heat, and for my kids to eat. I'm sorry, I'm not risking it over some guy that can't keep it in his trousers.
Yeah, that would be my theory as well.
That probably makes me sound like...
But no one would know it was you. You said a letter in the post.
I bet you, knowing my luck, they'd find out before Monday. And I'd be out of a job by January.
How would they know it was you?
I don't know. But I'd probably do something stupid like forget not to sign it.
Silence. Anonymous.
If I was going to plan to actually tell somebody and I really liked the person and I knew them kind of fairly well and knew his wife over the years and met her at parties and thought she was nice, I wouldn't do it over Christmas. I would think a lot about it, and if I had to do something, if I really felt, you know, I knew her very, very well and that she didn't deserve this, I would probably send an anonymous letter in January or February, but I wouldn't do it at Christmas.
Why not go to the woman? Why not go to the other woman?
The single woman.
Who's in work. And say, look,
the homewrecker.
You're making an idiot of yourself. Everyone knows. Everyone's looking at you.
And then she's going to go back to the boss and say, you never guess. Liam came over and had a go at me today, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say I had a go at her. I'd say, look, come on.
It's a very risky whole area because it's volatile. Because you could easily lose your job because you're spreading rumours. You want to say, oh, she spread rumours. It's not true at all. Even though you know it's true, it really is a very, very dodgy predicament to be in.
To be honest, he just sounds like, if he is brazen enough to be open at the office Christmas party, well, then he doesn't give much of a talk.
He obviously thinks it's a safe place with the staff there because they're not going to say anything because obviously he's the boss. But yeah. I mean, what about staff Christmas parties in general, Niamh? Is there something seedy about them?
I don't know. They can be, there's only something seedy about them if you're seedy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you want to go, like, if you're in a relationship and you love your partner, and you go to the Christmas party, well, then you'll go have a great time and you'll come home and you'll still have all your clothes on.
Mm. Yeah.
And a clear conscience. It's only seedy if you make it seedy. Not a great crack. I mean, for single people, fill your boots, do what you like.
And the reason, they say the staff Christmas party, you know, obviously is a more, I suppose, an area where a lot more intimacy might happen or flirting might happen. It's because people look different. People who you're very aware of, people who you're very friendly with. Like, for example, Helena comes in here every day and she looks like she's falling out of bed, right? sorry, Helena, did I say something wrong?
Excuse me.
I'm just saying.
You're terrible now. That's terrible.
I mean, in fairness, Helena would probably agree with me.
No. I have winged eyeliner on today, Boylan.
She has I have to say, in fairness to your eyebrows, they're on fleek today.
That's my eyebrows, they're on fleek.
They're on fleek.
I winged eyeliner on, which takes a bit of time. Don't fall out of bed, sir.
All right, but the point I'm trying to make is, but when she goes to a Christmas party, she'll be all suited and booted. She'll have a slinky little dress on, you know what I mean? And, you know, and all of a sudden she looks different. And maybe, I'm not saying anybody in the office would be, you know, do that, or she would do that in Rory either. But, you know, she becomes more appealing, you know, from that point of view.
I'm and disturbed right now.
I'm sorry, I'm just using you as an example.
Let's use someone else.
you have to have that in you, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to... I think that starts before the Christmas party. You've probably been eyeing up, I don't know, Bobby in accounts.
Bobby in accounts. Yeah.
And then you get Bobby drunk and it's fine. If you're both single. But if you don't have that...
And who's Bobby doing a line with? Sharon and PR?
No, not PR, no. He's probably with somebody in marketing. He sounds like he would be with a marketing person.
Right, okay, yeah.
But everyone
in the printing room. He's with somebody in the printing room because there's any amount of staff now in the printing room.
Well, they have to learn how to use it. Well, it's taken them ages.
In my situation, I was a nurse, right? So you worked all year with consultants in and out of theatre, going to do their lists, whatever, and everything. So the Christmas party rocked up, and they had time to come in and they talk to you. And it's the first time you'd actually have a human conversation with them. But I didn't, you know, fancy them or anything. But I mean, you were able to, they'd say, oh, I didn't know you thought about that, or I didn't know you did that, or I didn't know you went there. You know, it was a way of getting to know the person without the pressure of the work. And I enjoyed it that way from that.
Didn't they used to say, wasn't there a cliche years ago? And everyone used to say, you know what they say about nurses?
Yeah.
<Wasn't> that, but do you know where that cliche came from? Because the cliche came from the fact that nurses had access to contraception quicker than anybody else. And I think that's where the cliche came from. If you go up to Copperface Jackson on average night, it's guards and nurses. That's, they're hitting it off all the time. You know what I mean? Guards and nurses.
The shift work. But what I think where the nurses analogy came from was when in where is that place? Is it in Holland where the windows are? That nurses were, a lot of the ladies there of the night dressed as nurses. So it was kind of from that era, maybe.
Oh, right, okay. Because, well, years ago, yeah, of course, nurses used to wear skirts. You know?
Dresses, proper dresses with slips and hats.
Did you wear a dress and a slip and a hat?
Yes, I had to. And we had a slip check in the hospital I trained in. Every morning you had to show your slip to the night sister before you went on duty, so you wouldn't upset any male patients.
In case you were leaning over him or something like that.
Yeah.
And he got excited. Nope.
Yeah. No boobies down. The hats were horrific. They had to be starched. You know, the socks, the tights were sun haze tights and horrendous shoes. Oh. Happy day.
It's all changed. You'd never see a nurse in a skirt anymore now, or a dress.
Dresh. You wouldn't see her in a dresh now.
Get your dresh on, girl. All right, I've got to take a break. I'm going to come to Angela after the break, by the way. We'll get back to the topic. Would you tell the wife? So basically, just in case you just tuned in, it's an email from a woman who's going to the Christmas party every year. Her line manager and one of the girls in the office make it very obvious that they're having an affair. She knows the wife because she sees the wife coming in with the kids and he pretends to be the happy husband. She feels she should say something. It disturbs her to know that her boss is making it so obvious he's doing a line with this girl 15 years his junior. And she wants to send an anonymous letter to the wife. Is she doing the right thing? Let me know what you think. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Don't forget, by the way, if you want to send us a WhatsApp audio message, you can indeed. We're very happy to play it for you on the air. So if you want to send us a WhatsApp message, an audio message, all you got to do is hit that little microphone on the WhatsApp audio, all right? And we will try our best to play that message for you. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Anyway, the number is 087-188-0008. Is it, should you tell the wife? Let me go to Angela. Angela, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Angela?
How are you, my friend?
How are you, my friend? Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, sorry, I feel bad now. I didn't say it to Bernie and Eve. Happy Christmas, Bernie and Eve. Only 3 weeks to go. Yeah.
What? Because it's already mental. It's already mental.
Go on, anyway, Angela. Would you tell her? Would you tell the wife?
Absolutely. And you know my reason why.
You're a woman scorned.
I'm a woman scorned. Not anymore.
Bernie, do you know Angela's story?
No, I don't, actually. I'm sorry.
We can look back at it now in hindsight. It was a bit of fun.
We can look back in this, that this time 3 years ago, my husband was having an affair with a woman from work, but that I also played tag rugby with on the same team for 3 years.
And he denied it for ages and told her she was mad.
He denied it for months. I was mental. I should sign myself into an institution.
Oh,
I should.
But you found his phone. And what was on his phone, Angela?
A beautiful picture of the two of them kissing on our bed.
Oh, sugar. That's desperate.
It's okay. We can laugh. Me and Angela have had laughs about it now. It's okay.
We have had some laugh over it.
Okay, so.
It doesn't change the password on his phone.
So, Angela, would you, you're the office girl here now, right? You know?
Yeah.
That sounds very sexist, mind you. You're the office girl, and you're watching this. You witness this every year. Would you send an anonymous letter? You would.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Why? You know, because you know what you went through.
Because I know what I went through. I know what it's like. And it was kind of after, you know, when I found his phone and going down through messages, and apparently everyone in the office was talking about it.
So everyone knew except you?
Everyone knew, you know. Well, everyone was suspicious, let's say. The ones on our tag rugby team were a bit shocked, but they all worked with them as well. And I know there was one certain girl did know, and she couldn't even face me one of the days because they'd gone away for a tag rugby weekend and sure I wasn't allowed to go. And she wouldn't even get out of the car when he came home because, Asher, your woman was with him. Like,
yeah.
She wouldn't get out of the car to me. She said she was hungover, but I know now it's because she couldn't face me. And bless her, that's not a nice thing you know, a nice dilemma to be put in.
No.
But I certainly would be telling the wife, I know it sounds horrible, but whether it's Christmas or not, there's never a good time for it. You tell them now.
Niamh, there you go. Tell them. Do the right thing.
The problem well,
personally,
hang on, Bernie.
If I knew Angela, right, I would definitely tell her, right?
Why? Because just so because you knew her?
Because I had a, like, you know, a relationship with her. I would have know. I know her, and I know that she didn't know that he was having an affair. But this guy is probably an absolute egotistical narcissist, and he will do to his wife what Angela's. I won't even call him an ex. I can't say it, national TV, yeah. National radio. But he will do to her what Angela's ex did to her. Oh, no, no, that's somebody stirring up trouble. Don't be stupid, don't be stupid, don't be stupid.
You're mad.
Yeah, and the letter will probably get thrown into the fire and nothing will change. Because this guy, is, as I keep saying, if he's brazen enough to be doing this in front of everybody, he doesn't give a shit. He doesn't
care. Well, wouldn't he be, but wouldn't he have a, what I would do is I turn around and go, I would say, what you do is leave it till about 12:30 on the night, come along to the Christmas party. Didn't they say that they all stay away for the night as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, they're going to Limerick to a hotel.
They're going to Limerick to the hotel.
What happens in Limerick stays in Limerick.
I would be booking a room in that hotel and I would be knocking on his door at a certain time in the morning and going, yep, there we go. That's what you do.
Then, like some, then somebody will end up with a stiletto so heel in the face.
Because that's actually the one regret that I have. The one regret that I have is every morning I wanted to follow him when he went in an hour and a half early to work. Dedicated, wasn't he? An hour and a half early into work, an hour and a half late. Dedicated he was, yeah.
God bless him.
To her. But that's what I wanted to do every single day. And that's the regret I have is that I didn't follow him.
Okay, but just stay there a second. Let me go to Roisin. Roisin, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Roisin?
Hi. Hi.
Good, Roisin. What would you send an anonymous letter?
I wouldn't.
Why?
I wouldn't.
I'm do you know what? I'm just...
I know.
I'm horrified at all you women. All you women. I'm horrified. What happened to sisters sticking together?
Huh?
I'm the voice of reason.
Well, you know what? I'm listening to Angela, and Angela, what an app. So, look, you have a second chance away from some tosser like that. But anyway... as you said, you had that gut instinct, and I always feel that wife, would you agree that she probably has a gut instinct or something going on?
She may not.
He just doesn't get what you're wanting.
He might be good
party.
At it. Yeah, but he
He's
might be good
the
at
whole
it.
Time.
Yeah, but he might be good at deceiving his wife. You know?
Maybe he is, but I'd say the more like...
Sorry, go ahead,
Rachel. Go on, Angela, sorry.
My gut instinct was the fact that I'd be sitting down for 3 hours in the evening and he'd be on the phone to her because they were friends. You know, like I was nearly going to text him to kind of go, do you want to have a conversation? Because this seems to be the only way to do it. This wife may not have a clue. And she's been made a total fool of.
I know.
And you can't do that. And
come on, like, sisters.
Like if she doesn't have a clue, then this is the start of the kickoff to it, and she will find out. And that's what I would say to her. I would turn around and go, book into that hotel for that night, and you will see exactly what's going on.
Yeah, for me personally, I just don't think I could be responsible, and it wouldn't be me because he's the one that's responsible for breaking up a marriage. He's the one, not the person who would tell and not the wife, but yeah. I just don't think I could have it on my conscience to be the one that
broke
that news.
Are you married, Roisin?
Yeah, I'm married.
Oh, that's right, you are, yeah. So, I'm trying to remember, you're talking about your child the other day. Okay, so, let's just say, and I'm sure your husband is not doing it, okay, in case he's listening. I'm sure he's a wonderful husband.
Oh, he's
okay.
A good one.
Okay, so he's a good one, okay. All right, but that's fair enough.
Yeah.
But just let's say... you know, he was, you know, doing a line with Cindy in accounts.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
No, sorry, it's not. Who's in accounts again, Niamh? Niamh, who'd you say was in accounts?
Oh, no, Bobby was in accounts.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Sharon is in marketing.
Marketing.
Oh, okay. So he's doing a line with...
With that slapper.
Yeah. He's doing a line with that slapper from marketing, right, Sharon? Right. Okay. By the way, if there is a Sharon in marketing listening, the names are purely coincidental.
We're not.
All right. So he's doing a line with the slapper Sharon from marketing. And you know nothing about it. Would you not be delighted if someone sent you a letter saying, listen, Roisin, your husband's making a fool of you?
Can I put
anything in there? No, hang on, Angela. Sorry, Roisin. What do you mean, no, Roisin? Of course you want to know.
I'd want to know, but...
What are you trying to say to me? What you don't know is not going to hurt you?
I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is, would I want a letter to come through the door and that bring my whole world? No. I prefer if the colleague was going to go down that road that they'd say to the husband, listen, and I know they're not going to because they get the sack, but realistically they couldn't get the sack because they, you know, it's a HR thing, but I prefer them to say, listen, you need to tell your wife. I mean, that's the ideal situation, is that they would tell the wife. That he would tell his wife.
Okay, well, hold on a second, because I have to take a break. I know Angela wants to respond to that as well. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Roisin believes that the best thing to do is to tell the boss, say to the boss, basically, that if you don't do something about this and stop it, I'm going to tell her. Let me go back to Angela and Roisin and Jay. Oh, sorry, Angela, you wanted to say something before the break there, didn't you?
Yeah, because... The one thing that I was thinking about, because she did mention that the wife and kids would come into the office.
Mm-hmm.
Who's not to say that the wife doesn't already have suspicions and this is the tip she needed?
Yeah, this might be the nail in the coffin, so to speak.
This could be the nail in it, like, yeah. You know, and...
He could be denying it all along.
Oh, denying it, because anyone who saw myself and Liam would have thought, oh, Jesus Christ, the happiest couple in the planet. And, like, you know, like, and in my story, for 6 weeks after I found out about the affair, we were, you know, putting on the front for everyone. We were at parties. We were
mm-hmm,
at everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that does happen. So it's like, you know, maybe this is what...
I think the reason you put on that front probably is out of embarrassment.
No, actually, no.
Are you embarrassed to tell your friends or your family that your marriage is going to break up because your husband is cheating?
I think we know now, Niall, that I definitely wasn't embarrassed.
No, probably not at this stage. Okay. Well, stay there, please, Roisin, and stay there, please, Angela. Let me just go to Jay as well. Jay, you're on Classic Hits.
Afternoon, Niall.
Jay, and I know you're gagging to tell me the name of that movie, by the way, but don't.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear me singing it?
That's one of my favourite songs from every Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah. Catch me every time. A load of kids will be sitting down watching that this Christmas.
And that, and from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, you know Hushabye by Mountain?
Yeah.
I used to sob me brains out every time I heard that song. A gentle breeze on Hushabye Mountain. I am a big softy. Sorry, go ahead, Jay. Mind your own business, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Ah, no, Jay.
Here's one just for you. Just let's sit down and let's just think of this one.
Yep.
Just let me put this one out there without interrupting you. What's to say she doesn't already know, and she's quite happy with it.
But you're making an assumption that she might not already know.
Well, listen, well, I'm making assumptions here. What's to say she doesn't? Right, it's been a fun month a year. She has a nice house. She has a nice car, a couple of nice holidays a year. Let the fool off. We don't know that she doesn't.
Yeah, but
she'll be quite happy to let him on.
But Jay, if your missus was having an affair,
It already happened to me, you know that.
Oh, right, okay, but if your new missus was having an affair...
Come here, with the job I work at, how do I know she's not? I'm gone 5 nights a week.
Yeah, but you'd like to know, wouldn't you?
Do any of us really... A person's doing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do we really?
Yeah, but you want to know.
Yeah, you would, because you're nosy. And then when you do know and you don't like it, then you start whinging.
Because it's not nice, because if you're in a relationship, you're exclusive to each other. That's the whole meaning of a relationship.
I don't believe in them.
I'm so disappointed with everybody today, apart from Angela, of course. Roisin, cheer me up here, will you?
Most people are very nice.
Most people
are very good.
I'm so disappointed with y'all. I thought every one of you, Jay, you included, Niamh, Bernie, Roisin, with the exception of Angela, who's been on my side here, I thought you all had good morals.
It is
because you have a moral obligation. I believe.
No, you don't have a moral obligation to ruin somebody else's relationship.
It's like you know, he's not the one ruining it.
He's doing that all by himself. If she doesn't know and he's caught, He's going to do that all by himself. But why should anybody else get involved in somebody else's relationship? It's nothing to do with them. They don't pay their bills.
Okay, let me ask you another question. If you knew the person, if you knew the woman...
It's still none of my business.
Well, I would if I knew the woman.
No, it's still none of my business, honestly.
So, Roisin, you would if you knew her. So you only care about her if you know her. Is that what you're trying
it's
to say?
It's not that I would have a responsibility. Then a moral responsibility does come into something. Because then you know the marriage. Then you know if someone's carrying on and you know if the woman has her suspicions or doesn't.
Sorry, Angela.
Well, didn't she say that woman, you know, that the wife comes in and out with her kids and everything?
Yeah.
You obviously know him.
You know them to see. They're acquaintances, yeah.
No, they might be friends, though. Okay, if it was a close friend, I'd probably pull the bloke aside or pull the girl aside.
Yeah,
today, so.
Same.
Yeah, but Roisin, what about the homewrecker in the office, the young girl? I mean, is she doing anything? Did she have some sort of culpability in this?
Well, I mean, it's certainly not her finest hour, is it? I mean, it's certainly, it's not a shining example of the type of person he is. But at the end of the day, she doesn't owe, he owes his wife and kids.
Is she a homewrecker?
No, he's the homewrecker.
But she knows she's on a losing game with a married man.
But he's in the position of power as well. Like, it's not an equal. He's the boss. She's much younger. I would imagine she will.
Somebody texted in earlier on, by the way, and said,
at some point.
Somebody texted in earlier on and said, I'd go into his office, close the door, and tell him I want to rise, or I'm telling his missus. Thanks for that. Thanks, Roisin. Thanks, Niamh. Thanks, Angela and Jay, and everybody else got involved in that conversation.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi award winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.